What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I feel like I'm being tested. Kristen.
Kristen's here. Kristen Brest.
Hi.
Hi.
How much are we going to share today?
I just feel like the Lord is testing me.
Are we passing?
What?
Are we passing the test?
No.
You look like you are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a spray tan.
I did too.
Really?
It makes me feel 10 pounds lighter every time. Can one do two spray tans in a row? Because I could use to lose 20.
Stop. I texted my spray tan girl the other day, and I don't really get spray tan a lot. I mean, maybe like once every like, I mean, in the wintertime, maybe like once every 3 months.
Well, you're naturally like golden.
I have like a little olive, yeah, in me.
A little.
But I kind of wanted to look like the filter I usually use, which is...
Retrocam?
Yeah.
Me too. Tap twice.
So I basically texted her. But yesterday was like this like crazy, insane monsoon in Nashville with like 70-mile-per-hour winds. And she texted me and she's like, hey, you know, me and school got off early. I had to pick up Jace early from school. And...
Does she spray you here or away?
Here. Okay. She comes here. So she works at Gilpin, but then she like does spray tan on the side. So she came over here, but it was funny because I'm like, she texted me. She's like, hey, I'm getting off work early. Like I can come to you earlier. And I'm like looking out the window and it was like the scene in Devil Wears Prada.
Like my boat or.
And where it's like, oh, it's just a little drizzle.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So I was like, okay. I kind of wanted to do the Devil Wears Prada where I'm like, it's no big deal. It's just a little drizzle. Cut to, and I'm like, no, like, I'll be like, hey, girl. And so I said, hey, girl, like, it's all fine. Like, don't worry about it. I'll just, you know, let's just reschedule like to next week or whatever.
Did
like,
you it's no text big deal. Her when you saw tan. Her parking in your driveway? Looking kind, but also come on inside.
I know.
quick.
But she texted and she's like, no, seriously, no worries at all. So I was like, okay.
Ready or not.
And then when she came in, it was like the door like swung. I mean, it was like at the heat of like this, the eye of the storm. It's like her freaking like her spray tan, like
she comes thing. In on her tent like a parachute.
Like literally goes
her pop up.
Whoosh, like pops up. And I was just like,
oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she goes, it's fine, just a little drizzle. And I'm like, oh my God, Devil Wears Prada.
See, she felt it.
I know. I was like, why can't you just get out? But
fun fact, we spray tan each other at my house.
You and your husband?
Mm-hmm. We bought the whole setup, like the tent and everything. Tell me you're married to an artist without telling me you're married to an artist.
Kristen is married to one of the low cash boys, Preston.
Mm-hmm.
And stop, he does not.
The one with the least amount of pigment that needs a spray tan often.
You spray tan him?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Everybody does.
Okay. I like to stop for a second and go,
Do I ever just stop for a second? I do, actually. I like to call it no tan line, lion tan. And
oh my God, wait, he does it, but like,
well, he can.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because most guys wear like a sock or something.
Actually, like, I kind of want to make him start wearing a sock.
Because Mike would always, like, when he would get spray tanned by Lacey, he would wear his boxers. Or oh, so I thought.
Dramatic pause.
Dramatic pause.
Was he wearing a sock?
But Lacey said that she's like, oh, I've seen balls. And I'm like, really? I was like, well, what do you like? She's like, I mean, it's like, you know, it is what it is, whatever. But I'm like, that would be weird.
It's like spray tanning, like an elephant trunk. Anyways, I got tired of making a call to our girl all the time and saying like, hey, can you come over tonight last minute? Because Preston's a little last minute. It's part of his sweet characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? We're just going to pop a tent up in the bathroom whenever you need it. And I feel like I'm mastering it. It's like if you can spray paint something, you can spray paint a person.
Mm-hmm. And how does he do for you?
Well, TBD in about 8 hours, but my feet are a little aggressive.
Yeah, look at my hands right now.
We're working out the kinks.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So if you ever are in an emergency and not in a monsoon, I can bring my business to your bathroom.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, good to know. You should start like a little mobile service.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, hard pass.
Socks included.
a logoed tube sock.
A Lobo tube sock.
A logoed.
A logoed tube sock. Oh my God, I can't. God, you're so good for my soul, Kristen. Whenever I need to laugh, you're just really good for my soul.
Oh, because I love you so aggressively.
I had quite the morning. Co-parenting is so hard, especially when they text you and say.
And by they, we mean Tube Sock McGee. Go ahead. Tube Sock. Here's.
What time are you dropping the kids off? What? It's your day. Huh?
Like, it's what's hard is when your oldest kid is the one texting you about what time you're dropping the kids off.
It's like the control and the power. I'm just like, where, like, you can ask for help. I can absolutely. But like, it's just, it's so unbelievable. Like, I just loathe co-parenting. Very hard right now.
If he was good at asking for help, though, we wouldn't be in this situation.
I mean, he has at times.
Right.
But for some reason, something must be going on or needed to control or needed to supply and whatever they call it. I read a quote that said, you don't like all my narcissist posts? Well, I became educated. Enjoy my educated ass.
Pro tip. When we're going to use the word educated. Enjoy my
Oh, that's why I keep you around.
Oh, I love you so much.
So we actually have Teddy Mellencamp today, which I'm really excited about. So we're going to take a break and then get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hello.
She's so hot, isn't she?
How are you just so pretty?
Ah, yeah. You know, I got straight back from walking the kids to the bus right now. So really crushing it.
Do you have, we're talking about self-tanner. You see the self-tanner on my hands. Do you spray tan as well? And would you ever spray tan your husband?
I don't personally spray tan myself, but I do get spray tanned, and my husband has as well.
No, it's okay. I mean, so have both of my ex did, and so did, and we were talking about how like she spray tans her husband.
You guys, my husband is so alabaster that like, and he fooled me for the first 2 years with his spray tan that I actually thought he had a darker skin tone. And then I gave birth to these like super, super, super cream babies. And I was like, I'm confused. And then he took a shower and all my dreams, hopes and dreams went down the window.
Yeah.
The window or down the drain? We're both. Stellar today.
Yeah, we are. Because I couldn't even say educated. So there's that.
Yeah, it happens.
What's up, girl? How's LA?
LA is fine. I mean, it's a little bit bizarre, but it'll be like 100 degrees. And then the next day it's 40. So we're just, you know, we're going through it. But
I feel that. Yeah.
Happy about it.
Are the kids still wearing masks?
Yesterday was the first day that they don't have to wear masks outside and the playground.
What? I thought it was inside too.
No. I don't think that'll be for a while, unfortunately. My kids didn't even believe me. They're like, are you sure, Mom, we can walk into school without? I'm like, yes, if you're outside, you don't have to mask. They're like, we're just going to put it here just to get. I'm like, okay.
What is your thoughts on it?
I mean, at this point, I was at the Super Bowl and nobody had a mask on at the entire Super Bowl. So
now that we're sending our kids to school still with no mask. I mean, I at first was like all 100% mm-hmm. for it, but now that pretty much everybody else, the people that can actually really get sick from it aren't wearing masks, then why are we making our kids?
1000%. There was a GIF going around being like, if the Super Bowl can look like this, mm-hmm. then why are we sending? And there was like 12 kids in a classroom with a mask on. Like,
yeah, with like partitions and like they can't, I mean, and now we're 2 years into it.
Which is crazy.
How old are your babies?
So I have a baby that's almost two. And then my son is 7. My daughter's 9. And then I have a stepdaughter that is 13.
You're busy.
Yeah, we're busy. We are in it. But my stepdaughter lives in Orange County and there's no masks. So it's just different than when she'll come to us. It's like we can't even get into a restaurant. You know, it's just big change between that 45 minute drive.
Wow. I can't with the whole like hypocrisy of the Super Bowl stuff. And then like with the kids, I just think it's, you know, it's just not fair when they can look like that and then they still make kids, which I mean, I signed a thing where Jolie didn't have to. And I mean, Tennessee, that went out the window a long time ago. But and if knowing that it was like would harm my kids, like I would 1000% or other people, like, of course, like I would be on board, like 100%. But like not when like the Super Bowl looked like it did in other places.
I feel like in life, we just all want a little consistency for everything.
Yeah. Like I will follow the rule if it's.
Make the rule the rule.
The rule the rule.
Yeah, if the rule goes for everyone, okay, that makes sense. I'm not going to throw a fit. I'm not the person that's going to throw a fit at the supermarket because they're asking me to wear a mask. It's not who I am. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I'm like, you know, my kids have been going to the same school for 2 years since the pandemic happened. And like, how many times have their friends been able to see their, you know, below their eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me sad.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. We're done. Next topic. Yeah, Kristen, like, go. what's a thing that like you say in your house that like needs to be the same way, but then like you might sly from it a little bit, but like you expect your husband to be. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say right now?
We're both trying.
What's a rule that like I will be somebody that's like, you know, it's not great to bribe your kids with candy or a snack or, you know, like, and then I'll catch myself to my son. I'll be like, fine, you can have that if you just, you know, do your reading or whatever. But so like, I'll make these standard like boundaries and then I'll go back on them sometimes because, well, I get desperate.
We're super clean eaters in our house. Like, crazy clean. But then once a month I do a slow roll through the drive-through at Taco Bell. And
that's the place to go.
So that feels a little hypocritical if I'm just being honest. I'm trying to think of what else. There's a lot of double standards for me, actually.
Yeah, like what
I make a lot of rules for Preston that I am like, okay, you abide by that. And then while you're doing that, I'll be over here breaking it. I need to think of something.
Why do you do that? I mean, we all do
to keep order.
To keep order.
Because if I break a rule, I'll go back and fix whatever it is. You know?
Ooh, is that the control?
Oh, I don't know. We're fasting from control. Hey, Teddy, we're fasting from control in February. Ask us how we're doing. Well.
I don't know that I could do that. Even recently when I wasn't able to have my phone and do all the things and have all the things where I could control every little detail of my life, I had to compartmentalize and like live a new life because I'm such a control freak.
Yeah.
My lucky family.
That's how they're hashtag blessed. That's how I feel.
But like, isn't it just like maybe all moms, like we control because we do a really good job at it.
Well, also I think efficiency is hot to all of us. So if we have control, then we have efficiency, we have boundaries and we can keep things moving quickly or as quick as they can.
Yeah. I think moms are either complete, like us, very controlling or completely the opposite. Like, oh, whatever goes, blah, blah, blah. And those most of the time aren't my moms.
Yeah. That made my throat close, actually.
I'm like, this is stressing me out. This play date. Like, yeah, I'll be there sometime between 3 and 4:30. No. What around?
Oh, no, that's Kramer for sure.
What?
Hey, you know what I'd like to say?
I'm always on time.
No, I know.
Minus a few times I'm like 2 minutes late on the podcast. I know the people just rolled their eyes when I said that.
Everybody that has their screen off right now turns on just to give you the eye roll.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're like, you post Mike are more relaxed.
Thank you.
With your scheduling.
Oh, okay.
And I like it.
Okay.
Because it used to be like 6:37 at your house and my hands would get sweaty. And I was like, oh, I know what's coming soon. It's going to be like, is everyone having the time? 6:37, everyone get the heck out of here.
Yeah. I'm like, it's bedtime. Yeah. It's, mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I always say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Mm. Air.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah. Figure it out.
They do. We found our keys quick. I was like, all right, hey guys. And then we just talk in your front yard for like 45 minutes. You put your kids to bed.
Oh God. It's like only 11 o'clock right now in Nashville and I need a glass of wine. I'm just really in it right now, y'all.
What's going on?
You know, just figuring life out. Figuring it out. Just dealing.
Anything else you'd like to share?
Not with the glass yet.
Okay.
Okay.
I had 3 glasses of wine last night, and that was a big mistake because I'm 40 and I don't know who I thought I was. So if it looks like I'm a Teletubby on the struggle bus today, that's why.
Stop. Teddy, what's going on with you, babe? What are your podcasting? What else are you doing?
I'm podcasting, doing all stuff, all in. You know, all of that's going well. I recently got out of the Celebrity Big Brother house.
Oh. Were you with Chris Kirkpatrick?
I was. Oh, you guys are all in Nashville.
Yeah.
And he's flying back out because once you get evicted, then you still have to go back. We go back in next week on Tuesday and Wednesday. But Wednesday, we vote who's going to be the winner between the final two.
Why did you get voted out? I've always wanted to do Big Brother. Was it so fun? Don't do it. Got it.
Definitely do it. Like, it's something that you'll never have this type of experience, you know, in your life before. Like, everything for 18 days, everything is taken away from you. You're no phone.
Oh my God, I want to do it.
Like us, I've never come home more appreciative from my life than after Big Brother. You don't have TV. You can't read a book. The only thing you can do is play cards and listen to people tell the same stories over and over.
How many times did Lamar talk about Chloe?
All the times.
I actually feel like he's like, it's like he just got that he messed up the last year.
He's a slow learner. Maybe it took a while to get to the top.
I mean, I think what the charming part about Lamar is he is so kind and like a good person and he wants to do well and he believes in God and there's all these great, amazing things. But then there's like parts where you're like, you're a grown man. You don't know how to clip your own fingernails or like you're pooping the bed. Like we've got to focus on these things.
Can we go back? Rewind. Did you say poop in the bed?
Well, it was a shart. I don't know if I could, you know, that's an appropriate word to say, but, and I was in the bed next to him. Also, you don't sleep in bedrooms. You sleep in hallways. Well, I slept in a hallway because I was one of the last ones to arrive.
Okay, wait. So how do you get voted? I've actually never really watched it, but okay, it just sounds really fun.
So ultimately, you're told when you go in, I started like watching all the seasons because I wanted to understand, and you don't want to be considered a threat.
Mm.
Like you don't want to be considered strong mentally, physically, anything when you arrive, because then they'll want to vote you out because the winner gets $250,000. So you get a salary to be in the house, but the winner gets $250,000. So my plan, which everybody had told me to do, is go in and do not do well in the first competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's hard, right? When you know you can do well.
You get there and you're like, I can't. I have to like give it my all. And so I came in second behind the UFC fighter.
Who was that?
Her name's Misha Tate. And she put me in a chokehold once. And I've never felt more fear in my life. She's like, tap out when you're ready. And I was like, tap.
When you're in the same room with me, I want to tap out.
I was like, but so right away, she became head of household because she won. I was second. And then her mission was to get me out of there. And so when you're head of household, it means you're the only person that gets your own bathroom, you get your own room. And she was head of household for 11 days. And so you form these alliances, and my alliance was strong, but not as strong as hers because she did an athlete's alliance. So like the Olympians were in there, the all, you know, whatever. And so they decided, which I got booted out the worst way you could get booted out, which you can either get a veto, which means if you're put on the block, you can fight your way to get out. Like you can win a competition and get out. They didn't do that. They didn't put me on the block. They backdoored me, which means I could not compete to save myself.
No.
Dirty.
That would like make me cry. Be like, why don't you like me? That would actually be the worst thing in the world for me to do.
How many people are in the house?
11.
I would like 11. Yeah.
Wow. That's right.
Or no. Necessarily people liking you. Like the way I could kind of get through it, because I've been hated and liked, it's been all over the place. So I'm kind of used to whatever it is. But where Misha was scared was she was like, Teddy, you have a very strong social game. Like people like you in the house. You're getting along with people in the house. And I was like, and it's clear you don't. She's like bossing us around. Like, you know, definitely showed us who was boss.
Who so, did I you mean, butt heads with the most? And if she was the boss, then why didn't people vote her out?
Because you can't vote the head of household out.
Okay.
So now what's happening is they keep doing it. And her people and her alliances are. I mean, the person I butted heads with the most.
Was
I mean,
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Who's Chris Kirkpatrick?
Okay, I was like the one that, the only one I know.
No, he's fine. He's funny, like whatever. He definitely played the game well. I mean, Todrick, watching the show back, he's my least favorite. Like, I'm like, that's...
Todrick who?
His name's Todrick Hall. He's a choreographer, dancer.
Oh, okay.
I need to see this cast.
But he plays pretty dirty. But I never really got in an argument with him. I could just see through him that he was very manipulative. I know. But then you start watching, you're like, ugh. But then the only person I actually butted heads with, like got in an argument with, was Todd Bridges. So
who's that?
He was in Different Strokes. He was like a big actor. Yeah. And he was awesome. We had so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't actually going to talk about it at all, but because the live feeds hadn't started, but then he did the same thing he did to Cynthia as he did to me. So then I was like, well, now he's kind of shown his true colors. Like if he gets annoyed at you, he's going to, and that was a little much for me.
Yeah.
So how long were you there?
I was in quarantine for 7 days and then I left on the 12th day in the house, but also the house is not a house. It's a stage. It's a sound stage.
Oh my God.
And you literally have to live.
Yeah. You can't go outside.
What happens when you go potty? Does everyone hear you?
Yes. There's one toilet. So if you're head of household, you get your own toilet. But if not, then I had two other hallmates, Lamar and Todrick. And then there's one toilet. There's two showers. You shower together.
With the men?
With the men, it's like there you can you're still mic'd, you're still it's there's 97 cameras. You never speak to a human. It's a voice that's like, house guest, please wake up. And you're like,
what if you have like a panic attack? Like I'm like feeling very claustrophobic.
Like, yeah, this
I'm
is like a social experiment.
Like
you do. Like so that's why I had to compartmentalize my life. Like people would ask me about my kids and I'd be like, "Can we talk about something else?" Because I didn't want to talk about my kids or my husband or anything that made me think about how good my life was when I'm not in that house.
That's crazy.
Survival. Yeah.
Do you ever listen to your dad sing, by the way?
I do.
Like in the kitchen and be like, Alexa, play dad.
I don't necessarily ask to play him, but it's one of those things where I think, I don't know if it's just, it happens in the universe, but I'll like go into a restaurant and it's his song always playing.
Or I think I'll that's put so on the cool.
radio. Yeah.
What's your favorite song of his?
I love so many songs, but I tend to love, you know, music that's a little bit sad.
Same.
I don't know why. I mean, I guess I'm just...
No, the emo girls are unite.
Yeah. So he has a song called Jackie Brown, which you guys probably haven't even heard it, but it's such a beautifully written song. And you like, if you want a good cry, just listen to it.
I'm ready. Pause, please.
Adds to playlist.
Yeah.
Jackie Brown. But I mean, of course, I love all of his hits and everything like that, but he's just such a beautiful songwriter and such an amazing artist. Like he's a painter as well. And I'm like, why didn't you give me any of those things? I don't even have nice handwriting.
That was going to be my question. Like, did you get any of that? Do you have brothers and sisters? I should know that, but I don't.
There's five of us.
Holy yes. cow. Okay.
Five of us, three wives. So I have one full and then three halves.
So does anybody have that kind of musical talent?
My brother Speck had the musical talent, but he went more in the art way. So he is like a beautiful painter.
Mm. Oh, I love
so
that.
So that's his. And then all the rest of us, no. Nar.
Nar.
I when I moved out to LA, I wanted to be the first Taylor Swift, but weirdly, no one agreed with me.
Did you try?
Do you think you can sing? Should we hit it, Teddy?
I have one demo, guys.
Stop. Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever put it on Instagram?
I think I put it on once, but I mean, it's...
Do you want to repost it and tag us?
Yeah, I need...
I'll send it to you guys and you can laugh about it later. Maybe you can redo it since you have a nice voice.
Only one of us has a nice voice.
Stop. What? Wait, so your dad was married how many times?
Three.
Is he still married?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was married three times. My mom was the second wife. She was Diane from Jack and Diane video.
Love that song. Okay.
And then he married Elaine Irwin. He was with her for 20 years. Then he was with Meg Ryan for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's, I mean, I think as of today, I think he's single.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you,
how old is dad?
Yeah. How old is dad?
He just turned 70.
I'm here for 70 year olds. Can I be your stepmommy?
You know what?
Hi, Teddy, I'm your new mommy.
But you know, with your track record, this might be
it could potentially work, you know? Never say never. Oh my God, that is so funny. Do you ever get like, hey dad, like she's my age, stop?
Well, everybody's always like, are you his matchmaker? Because it was like all over the press that I would like set him up with people. I'm like, listen, the way I handle it is if somebody's interested in him, I say like, don't hold me accountable if this doesn't work out. So here's the info. Y'all do you, but.
No, but really, how does it feel to podcast with your new mom, Jana Kramer?
I have so much to teach you, Teddy.
I have a question. When we're all doing family football games over Christmas, are you going to cry if you're on the losing team? Because that's really how it decides how I get along with that.
Trick question. Jana's never on the losing team.
I'm very competitive.
Oh, so we're going to claw each other's eyes out. So, I mean, I have to be on a certain team because there are certain people that I will like.
Can I be on your team, though?
Yeah, we can be. Well, if we're picked, I never get to be team captain. My dad's one team captain, which I cannot be on his team.
Well, just tell him. He'll love me. I'll be like, baby, don't let me be on your team.
I don't know if this is funny or grossing me out.
I think you're manifesting this. I'm like frightened. I'm like, this is now probably going to happen.
And oh, my God.
It's hate me for life. You're just his type, by the way. So, oh, great. You know.
It's going to make an awesome new Lifetime movie.
Oh my goodness. Well, Teddy, I love you, and I'll see you soon at Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, see you at the holidays. I'll just send him over your number. He'll text you in all caps, but it's not yelling. He's just like Kanye and doesn't realize.
We just went through this with my father-in-law, and like, you're really screaming at me that you love me, and I appreciate it, but it's aggressive. And
I think it's just lock. Can't see. Like, my grandma does that too. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just caps lock because they can't see.
But it really takes some effort.
Caps lock with call me is aggressive. Like, I'm like, what? Hi. Or he'll say like, I just called you. Call me back. And I'm like, sorry, what? And he's like, well, I just, you know, nothing. I just was calling to chat. I'm like, well, you don't need to alert me. I saw the
Don't yell at me. You're yelling at me, Dad.
Stop.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, you need to calm down.
You're being too loud.
Sing it, Teddy.
Yeah, here she goes.
I can see it. She feels it. Still feels it.
I feel it in my blood. No, definitely not. Didn't get better at age 40. But thanks, you guys, so much.
I love you. You're the sweetest. Thanks for the girl chat.
Of course.
Okay.
Hope I
see you soon, honey.
What's going on? Daughter. Soon.
Okay.
Bye, mom.
Bye, daughter. Love you.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important.
But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Sorry, guys. Just coming back from the break.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here because it's so good.
I don't want to think about it.
I don't either. Okay, fine. It's just that I grew up in a...
You're doing really well with that. I feel like I'm on a musical adventure.
Oh, honey.
Get familiar with the holidays.
She's great. I love her so much.
Oh, she's a riot.
She's so great.
I want to hang out with her.
I wish she was still on the Housewives because she's just like, she's so cool.
I've never watched an episode of Housewives ever. No seasons, no cities, no nothing.
I have to agree.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because we live
I've seen clippets. I've seen moments.
Well, they're all GIFs. I use a lot of their GIFs.
Yeah.
I think it's because we live in that kind of feeling. We don't need to be.
It gives me anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good. But also, then at the same point, I loved watching the Kardashians, and I will watch their new Hulu show.
I love the Kardashians.
But it's the same thing. They just, people yell and, but I mean, not really.
But I also just
it's
think.
A family. They're a family.
I'll say this. They're so like out of my reach. Mm-hmm. Like you could meet a housewife. I feel like we could meet a housewife. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm still 20 people away from ever getting to a Kardashian.
Oh my God. That's how I felt when I was on the carpet at the, God, what show is that? I was interviewing freaking Pink. And I see Courtney and Chloe, and I was like, like, I was with Pink.
You just like stiff arm Pink.
Like, I was like, that's what's wrong with this generation. Like,
yeah.
No, but I mean, I love them. I think they're amazing, and I'm still obsessed with them, and I want to be their friend because they're like, they're boss babes.
Yeah, they're just making it happen, and they're hot, and their makeup's amazing.
Hey, how was therapy the other day? And then I almost took because I was like, Kristen, I need you. And she's like, well, you can have my therapy appointment.
I did. I was like, you can have my 1 o'clock appointment if you're interested. It was incredible. Incredible. Yeah. We're doing EMDR. Mm. And it's intense, but it's really good.
Could I ask which topic you're doing for EMDR?
We're in death. Mm. We have a lot. I had a lot of death last year. So we're just going through them one at a time. Mm-hmm. And it was really good. I had been missing Pam, my Dallas mom.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because it was 1 year on Valentine's Day that she had passed away. So I was just really missing. I've been missing her extra. And it was good because I felt like this is going to sound really crazy. But I felt like I got to like visit with her when I was in that room. Mm. And it was really good. Really good. Amy is just beyond. She's the best. Mm-hmm. Really owe you.
Well, it's the least I could do for everything that you've given to me. So
what have I done?
Lots. Yeah, no, EMDR is incredible and has hopefully. Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, I love you. It's so intense. It's interesting. So if anybody hasn't done EMDR, you like sit with headphones and you have these little like, what do you call those things in your hand? Like a sensor?
Little buzzers. Yeah, yeah. Sensors. Yeah.
And when she hands me the buzzers, I just feel so calm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can I have this at home? Or does that like cheapen the experience if I'm just like buzzing at home, like holding the buzzers?
I mean, if that's what calms you, there is an actual, she can give you the information. Because when I was in LA, we had done some over the whatever computer EMDR. It doesn't work as well, but I think it's like if that's what calms you, it means people have those little, remember those ball Chinese things that like our dads used to have back in the day?
I'm going to need you to explain that.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Our Asian dads?
No, are you being serious right now?
Chinese balls are dads at.
The little like ding when you like you could like hear them like you go like that. There were like two balls.
I wish people could see your hand gesture right now.
Come on. You know what I'm talking about.
Are they like metal?
Yeah, they were like someone please pull this up for me right now. The metal balls.
Oh boy, here we metal, go. Metal this Google balls search gets you on like
1990
the predator list or something.
No. See these motherfuckers. These ones are here. Two, like yes, right. You've never seen these?
I feel like
this was my childhood.
Well, and our childhoods were drastically different. And that's why I'm doing EMDR.
Stop.
Is my spray tan melting under my white shirt?
I need you to look at this right now.
The balls. Jana, I'm acknowledging your balls.
Do you guys remember this? Someone just please. Easton, Riley, Jacqueline, does anybody remember the balls?
Can everybody?
I know I'm older.
Can you show your faces? Jana wants to show you a picture of her balls.
She says, yes, I remember. Yes. Okay, good. Wow. So clearly.
Clearly, I know what I'm getting for Christmas.
The balls.
The balls.
Thank you. Okay, I don't know how we got on the topic, but let's just go back to. Oh, it's good. All right. Anything else you want to talk about that's been brewing lately?
Oh, there's a lot brewing. But what tea are we
steeping?
Oh, I'm a steeper. I don't know. I don't know. I'm in a really, you're coming up into this place, but like 40 feels different. Mm-hmm. And there's something that happens between like 38 and 39 that feels like, and this is not like midlife crisis, I don't think. But there's a shift that's happening for sure. And I don't know if it's because like everybody I know died last year, minus the present people, or if it's 40 or what. But I feel different and I'm just feeling like I'm trying to pay attention and break my old patterns.
Mm. Boy, do I feel that breaking patterns.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you, though, because I think you are breaking patterns, actually.
I'm trying.
Even in your responses to things.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I really mean it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. You know that. I just feel like you're really assertive, but you're also just really calm. There's an empowerment you have. You just don't see it yet.
You know what Amy said in therapy the other day to me? Because we were talking about...
I love us.
Amy. Because someone said something to me that really like shook me about abuse. And I brought it into therapy. And
is this someone like a friend or like an Instagrammer?
It's someone that like a friend.
Not me.
No.
Okay.
And they said something about it. And it just made me feel really icky.
Mm.
And
can I know what the comment is?
If a girl can hit a guy, so can a guy. A guy can do it back.
No. Did you punch her in the face?
Just kidding.
Oh, don't forget, we're both from Michigan. Sometimes it sneaks out. I'm pretty aggressive on our group chat, on the Queendom chat. I'm the one that's always like, are you gonna beat his ass? And then I write, too much Michigan, too soon.
But I remember.
And that is a really horrible comment, though.
But I remember I was with someone. I won't name which relationship this was. But they said equality.
That's not the same. That's not what equality is.
But how can a girl, so this is like, so then what she was basically saying was, well, so a girl can hit a guy, but a guy can't. And so
right.
What I struggled with is that person in that time made me also believe that. And so I was just like, no matter what, like hitting is not right. We're going really dark right now. Not dark, but like we're going.
Well, I think we're going realistic.
Like no matter what, physical violence is not the answer ever,
ever,
ever, ever, ever. And this is where like I battle with myself sometimes because I'm like, there's also a difference between a woman fighting for herself and for protection. And so if she does hit a man, the men can really hurt the other person.
Yes.
And they should just walk away. But then the man says, well, equality, you came at me. Yeah. So I just took a therapy and I don't know. It just like really messed with me. But I'm going to circle back why I brought that up is because in my 38, where I'm at 38, I have two very different voices in my head. One voice.
Don't forget to download the single. Go ahead. Shameless plug time. And I didn't get paid to say it.
New single. The story out now.
I like it.
No, but I have two, like I'm fighting with two voices in my head. One, which is the one where I'm like, well, I did. And it was my fault. And like, I should have stayed. And because like, yeah, I technically did. And, you know, get in his face or, you know, because I was protecting and he's right. Or so that's the one voice, the like the abused woman. And then the other part is the boss babe. We named her boss babe in therapy the other day.
Oh, I like her.
And Amy's like, what does boss babe say? And boss babe is like, no man should ever. Well, first of all, violence, never. But like, never.
Mm-mm.
And like, red flags, you leave. You know, like you don't stick around. You like listen. So it's like, I want to listen more to boss babe. So
yeah, you do.
Word to the wise, listen to your boss babe in you.
I like it. BB.
BB. Hey, BB.
Hey, BB.
Unfortunately, the other one's a little louder.
No, we're going to.
We're nurturing her.
We're going to grow her up. We're going to give her a U-Haul and she's going to head on out.
Kristen Brust, let our listeners know where we can find you.
Kristen.Brust. I'm a 10 out of 10. KRISTEN. Brust is in trust. On Instagram, or you can find me in Jana's stories because she tags me a lot and I like it. Anything else?
No, I love you, friend. Thank you.
Oh, I love you.
Hardcore.
I love you.
To the bones.
We will cut your ass.
Bye, guys.
Hey,
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.